God is so good. Not only is God good, but God is so faithful. I'm so happy to be in 2022, and I just feel blessed to finally make it to 2022. I don't know about y'all, but 2021 was very challenging. But, you know, people say, well, yeah, it was challenging. And I said, you know what it was? It was just real. It was real. It was life, and life, it gets very real very quickly. I'm going to ask y'all to do what we do every single Sunday, which is stand to your feet. If you're sitting in your home, if you're streaming live and you have the ability to stand, I'm going to ask you to stand. I'm going to ask you to be interactive with us here even though you're in your home. And I'm going to challenge you that if you're in your home and you can be here in this service, I'm going to challenge you to begin to come back to church where you should be, supporting the body of Christ. Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, Father God, for every single person, Lord, that's under the sound of my voice. God, whether they're listening on YouTube, Lord, Facebook, God, streaming in any type of way, God, on our app, Lord, or whether they're here in this very room right now, God, I ask you for you to do only what you can do, God, right now, which is comfort every single person, Lord, today. God, every person that came in here troubled, every person that came in here aggravated, Lord, every person that came in here sad and hopeless, God, I ask that you give us hope in here today. Lord, I thank you, God, for Logan County. God, I plead the blood of Jesus over Logan County right now. God, for every drug dealer, Lord, in this city, God, I ask that you would expose them, God, and save them. Lord, for every person struggling in addiction, God, I ask that you would free them. God, break those chains of addiction, God, like only you can. And we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, there are many out sick today. And, you know, I'm going to keep it real because that's really all I know to do. This church service ain't for the people that ain't here. The church service is for the people that are here. So glory to God, we're about to have church. We're not going to pretend church, but we're going to have church. And, you know, one of the things that I've really meditated on is, God, give me a fresh start. God, I don't want something used up. God, worn out. But, God, I want a fresh start with some things. How many of you can say there's some things in my life that, God, I have to have a fresh start? Not something that was refurbished. But God, I want something that's absolutely brand new. And I want to encourage you this morning, and I want to tell you that God is always working about newness into your life. There are many times where the devil tries to cloud your vision and make it to where you can't see the newness of God that's coming, that already is. But I want to encourage you this morning that God is, and he was, and he always will be, working newness into your life. Now, you can either accept that newness or you can keep on with the same bad attitude and the same bad outlook that you have on your life, or you can take God at his word and say, God, you are exactly who you said that you were. So, Daddy God, I'm going to trust you and I'm going to stand on the word of God, and every bit of that's true. And so God is working newness into our lives, and God wants to give you something fresh. God wants to give you something new. I'm going to start off with a little funny story, but it's true. And people say, why do pastors always talk about themselves? Well, I'm going to tell you why we always talk about ourselves. Because if we got up here and we talked about you, you'd get offended and you'd leave. So we can't tell little terrible things about anybody else. We have to tell them on ourselves. Because we want to keep people doing the right thing and coming to church and all that hunky-dory stuff. And so a couple years ago, I told my husband, I said, Jeremy, I want you to pick me out a brand new computer, a laptop. I need one. And here's the brand that I want. And I want this and I want that. And I gave him that job because I wanted him to pick me out something nice. And I'm not the most technology-savvy person. I'm not the worst, but I'm not the best. And so I gave him this job, Gail, and I got that thing home, or it got shipped to me, and I got that thing, and I started looking at that box, and it said one word that I don't like to hear, refurbished. And I thought, I clearly remember telling him I wanted something brand new. I flung up in that office like the popo. I go, baby, I thought I told you I wanted a new laptop. I didn't want something that somebody traded in and they reworked it and they tried to make it look like new. And let me tell you something, Michelle. I had problems with that laptop from the very first day. The very first day I griped about it, and from the very last day that I retired that thing, I griped about it. And I want to tell you something. I want to plant this seed in your heart this morning that, look here, when God tells you, I'm going to make you a new creation. I'm going to give you something new. I want you to take that to the bank. I don't want you taking some used up vision of somebody else's that's not authentic to you and your life. You need to take God for his word, because every bit of it is for you. Every bit of it is true. You need to take what God said and you need to apply it to your life, because when God says, I want to give you something new, he didn't have an old piece of junk for you. He had something fresh and he had something new. Now let me tell you something. To get that fresh and to get that new, you're going to have to keep that faith up and you're going to have to trust in God, because it's not going to always look great. There's going to be times where it's going to be challenging. There's going to be times where you want to give up. There's going to be times where you want to walk away. That's life and that's being real. It is what it is. Now look here. What I want to ask you today is, can you see when something's fresh or can you see when it's rotten? A lot of people think that God intended for you to just make do. Well, if God was the make do God, he'd have just made us do with going straight to hell, because he wouldn't have sent his son. Now, I know that's some hard preaching, but that is truth. Well, God's not in the make and do business. God's in the thriving business. And I thought, I hate this computer, and I'm done dealing with it. And I'm not giving Pastor Jeremy that job again. No. He ain't ever getting that job again. So, Sherry, I did the only thing that a little blonde-headed girl could do. And I just called straight up to the Dale place. I said, now look here, Jose. I don't care what part of the world you up in. I care about one thing. Can you understand this Arkansan accent that I'm about to describe to you what I want? You said, yes, ma'am. I said, well, good. You said, where are you from, Paris? I said, not France either. I said, Arkansas, born and raised. And I said, Jose, I need this, this, and this, and this. This is what I do on a day-to-day basis with this computer, and here's what I need this computer to be able to do. Now, Jose, I also am going to get more active on this computer, so I need you to take some allowances and give me some extra things that I may not use right now, but I darn well plan on using in the future, because, see, I'm going to expand myself, and I'm going to expand my business. My life is going to get greater, and I'm going to need some things that I'm not factoring in right now. So, when he conjured up for me what he thought I needed, I re-went over with him all the lists, and I said, now, are you absolutely sure that this laptop is going to make me happy and this is exactly what I need? And he said, yes. And I said, last question. Are you sure that when this thing comes in the mail to me, it's going to say new? He said, Ms. Kitson, that is a 100% guarantee. I ain't had a lick of problems with that thing. I ain't had one marital argument over that thing. If you've been married any amount of time, you're praising God every time you can avoid a marital argument. Can I get an amen? Amen. If that offends you, you're going to have to get over it, because Pastor Jeremy and I, we fight just like the rest of y'all argue. So here's my point. You can either take what God said you can have, or you can take something refurbished and try to make it fit you, and it never will. It never will. You can try to make something that wasn't made for you, that was just used up. You can try to apply that to your life, or you can take what God said was already yours, which is something brand new and fresh. I'm going to try to talk you into this morning taking the new and the fresh. Amen. So let's go to Psalms chapter 65. We're going to look at verse 11. And Psalms chapter 65 and verse 11, it says here, "You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance." So one of the things that I want to impress upon you about the year 2022 is that God always wants your future to be bright. God always, always wants your future to be full of favor. He always wants your future to be full of provision. He always wants your future to be full of happiness instead of heartache. You can trust God's intentions when it comes to your life. You can trust them, and you can count on them. And so it says, you crown the year with your bounty. So one of the things that I want to tell you about 2022 is this right here. If you want the very best, if you want a fresh start, if you want what God really has, you're going to have to be willing to do one thing. Whatever the heck happened in 2021, and a lot of heck happened, can I get an amen? Amen. You got to be willing to just let that go. Let it go. Whatever took your heart up out of your chest and broke you in that year, I'm going to ask you to lay it down. Amen. Whatever offenses that you've had in 2021, I'm going to ask you to walk away from them. Why? Because it's only hurting you. Amen. Whatever thing made you stumble and fall in 2021, I'm going to ask you to get on over it.
Amen. Thank you, God.
2022, what does God say about it? Let's read it one more time. Psalms chapter 65, verse 11. God, you crown the year with your bounty.
Yes.
Not our bounty. Not the neighbor's bounty.
Yes.
Not the mayor's bounty, but with God's bounty. The last time I checked, God was still the owner of the cattle on a thousand hills. He was still the miracle worker. He was still the healer, still Jehovah Jireh. See, if we were the year was crowned with anybody else's bounty, we'd be in a lot of trouble. But we've got a lot of glory on the way because it's crowned with God's bounty. And because of that, we need to make very sure that we start out this year right. That we start it out so that fresh can come. And so it says, and your carts overflow with abundance, with abundance, with abundance. We live in such a mentality that we look at that cart and we say, if I can just get that cart halfway full, I'm going to be happy. If I can just get through this hard time, I can be happy. Let me tell you something. I was praying the other day and I said, Lord, just take me out of this battle. He said, Kelly, you're praying the wrong prayer. What you need to pray, because I ain't taking you out of it, you need to pray, God, give me strength to just trek through it. Stop telling God, well, God, when you do this, I can be happy. No, you're going to have to make the decision to be happy in the here and now.
Amen.
Why? If you want something fresh, that's how you're going to get it. You're not going to stipulate God, and you're not going to tell God, if you do this, then I'm going to do that. It doesn't work like that.
Right.
This isn't the casino. I've never been in one. I don't know what they do there. And I want, no, I'm not against casinos. And if you got hate mail over that, you can send it to Pastor Jeremy. You would not imagine the things people get hung up over. I mean, give me a break. I hear they got the best buffets at the casinos. And look here. One of these days, Sister Virginia, I may pick you up and we may go. Because what America has really gone downhill on with this corona is a good buffet. Gotta wear them gloves. Gotta get on a hazmat suit just to go to the salad bar. I mean, cut me a break here. I'm sick of all this. Amen? Keep it real. So, God's crowning this year with bounty. He really, really is. And he's got so many good things for you, but you're going to have to leave some things behind. There's some things in 2021 that were amazing, and there were some things in 2021 that were just gut-wrenching. But, hey, they're in 2021. We just have to move forward. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 43. We're going to look at verses 18 through 19. And it says right here, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. How many of you know that the word dwell means you're living there? If you're dwelling, you're living. And you're living wherever you're dwelling. If you're dwelling in that argument from 10 years ago and you're reliving every moment of it, you're still in 10 years ago. You're not in 2022. You're in 10 years ago when it went down and you've added a couple details to whatever was said to you that you keep holding on to, that you know what they were wearing when they said what they said and you remember their facial expressions and all those crazy things that we do. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. God is always working newness into your life. Always. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wastelands. See, God's the only one that can make a way in the desert because the desert is dried up. And it's not real pleasant in the desert. If God's going to make a stream there, what's he going to have to do? He's probably going to have to do some things that are uncomfortable for you. People mistake God's will for comfort. God's will probably take you out of comfort many times. God's will make you uncomfortable. Do it anyway. And so it's easy to get stuck in the past and be held back emotionally by what happened yesterday or in 2021. But the only way to welcome a fresh start is to look forward. So I want to ask you this morning, have you been held back emotionally? Have you been held back in your emotions? Boy, I sure have. Every time I sit down to have a pity party, I'm thinking about every which way somebody did me wrong. Then, Lindsay, I add just a little bit more to it every time I relive that, just to make it a little bit more juicier. Glory to God. Are you held back emotionally? See, God is doing a new thing now. It springs up. To get something new, you're going to have to get rid of some old. The other day I was cleaning out my closet and I got a whole big black trash bag. Jeremy goes, what are you doing? I said, you see all those things on the bed? Those are new. And this is old. And these are leaving. And these are coming in. So get that bag, honey. Take it down the stairs. Put it in my car because those things are going to Savers. Those are clothes I'm never going to wear again. God's doing something new. How do you welcome new? You get rid of the old. Do you want some new emotions? Would you like to be happy this year? Would you like to have joy this year? You're probably going to have to give up some sadness and some grief and some irritation and some offenses. A lot of people, they're talking out of both sides of their mouth. I just want to be happy. Did you hear what they did to me? Well, that person ain't going to be happy. You can't talk out of both sides of your mouth and have a fresh start. I remember a couple years ago, when we first started getting our little toes into the food ministry, they gave us something called Go Fresh Boxes. And it was something that, bless his heart, President Trump organized a program, and he brought that food, and that food was around for a long time, and it was in these boxes. And inside of these boxes were milk, cheese, and fresh vegetables, sometimes some taco meat and some of this stuff. And then on the box it says, Go Fresh. And one of the things that I have to really commend that program for is this right here. When you broke the seal of that box, that stuff in there was fresh. It was. I don't know how they did it. It's hard to keep vegetables in a box, ship them, flop them around, and get them to people, and then them still be fresh. But he did it. Now, if President Trump can do that, don't we think God can do a lot better with our lives?
Amen. Thank you, God.
Some of us, we got a big old box, and we got a bunch of rotten fruit up in it, and we flop that around, and those rotten fruits and vegetables, those is our lives, our bad experiences, our hurts, our irritations, and we flop that around, and all that stuff's nasty up in there, it's stinky. And God's going, now, if you give me that box, I'll give you my box. If you'll give me your hurt, I'll give you my joy. But see, you got to pick which thing that you want. You either want to be happy or you want to be irritated. You either want to have more than enough, or you want to keep looking at the cart. And you got the cart, and it's not even like a fourth of the way full. I could make a terrible joke right now, but I'm not going to. Because I have determined to try to be just a smidge more politically correct. Not much. I'm going to keep within my limitations of reality. There's only so much political correctness I can be. So it's easy to get stuck in the past and be held back emotionally. If the devil can keep you looking back, that's all you'll ever do. That's all you'll ever do. If the devil can keep you replaying what somebody did to you, that's where you'll be. You'll never do anything else worth doing because you'll be reliving that moment instead of living in the present here and now. Every time you get frustrated, you'll go right back to that moment and you'll relive that thing again. How can I preach about this? Because I lived it. How can I preach about it so well? I lived it most of 2021. That's how. We just have to decide how we want to live this year. Do you want to live fresh? When we were dating boys, my poor dad, he would go, now, girls, don't let anybody get fresh with you. And Shelly, who should be here today, would always push the envelope with Dad because she liked to see if his brown skin could get red. She would go, what do you mean by fresh? Well, and then you'd go in a little detail. Well, what do you, and she would go on and on and on. And we would just want to die right there because we didn't want to hear him go into all that detail. I would think, oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing. Shelly has then made Dad say things I never wanted to hear come up out of his mouth. But keep it fresh. Keep it fresh. Don't allow the drama and the heartache and the irritation of 2021 to come up into 2022. It's going to try to. It probably already has tried to. You're going to have to just leave it at bay. Leave it. I'm not going there. I'm not doing that. It's kind of like when you're wanting to quit smoking. Right, Keisha? I said, Keisha, how are you feeling this morning? I'm real irritable. And I said, you know what? Man, praise God for somebody that'll keep it real.
Amen.
You come up in here irritated. Thanks for letting me know. You know how many people don't give me that? Thank you. I said, well, is there anything I can do? What's he irritated about? Well, I'm trying to quit smoking. I've never smoked in my life, but you know what? I have heard that that is one of the hardest things to stop doing. And what I can tell you is God is right there in that moment where you're having that struggle. He's right there. And that old devil's trying to get that aggravation. And I tell you, I'm addicted to a lot of things. God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I just pray over my sister, God, and my friend. Lord, I ask that you'd make it easy. God, help her to lay that down. Lord, in Jesus' name, God, I ask that you just pour grace out right now. And that desire, I ask that you'd take it away, God, in Jesus' name, amen. So God wants you to keep it fresh. God wants you to keep it real. Let those emotions have a break. Try being happy. Try being joyful. Try living in today. Today's the only day you got. If you're living in yesterday, you're stuck. You're just stuck. I remember a couple years ago, Dad was on a tractor. And I think that this was right when he handed the ministry over. And I am so glad. Nothing has made me happier than to get some time under this belt that I keep having to make it bigger. Because the amount of difficultness that it took to make that transition was just, it was difficult. And it felt like I could never fill these shoes. I mean, how do you do that? You know? But God taught, I know, Dad and I a lot of things in the past 3 years. And for two of the most hardest-headed people that I know, as per his brain surgeon, or his surgeon said, he's got one of the hardest heads we've ever seen. Mom goes, I know. One day we got out there, Dale, and Dad had his tractor out there. And that tractor was stuck for hours and hours and hours. About halfway through that tractor being stuck, I started smelling. And see, I gave up being a country girl a long time ago. I left that in my childhood. And I started smelling something, and I said, what is that? And he goes, I think we done hit the sewer line or something. There's some waste out here. I thought, oh, my gosh. Here I'm up in it. And I would go to step, and my boots would get stuck in that mud, and my bare foot would just come out of them things. So I know I had human feces up in my toes. And I'm like thinking, the one person that I love so much in this world is truck on this stuck in the mud, because this is probably the only person I'd be doing this for. And I thought a million times, this is not my problem. Have you not ever thought that? You're sitting there helping somebody, and they done got themselves a mess, and you're thinking, this ain't my problem. Well, I got a confession. I think that a lot. I thought, I'm just going to go. And then there's that thing in me called big-hearted consciousness, I guess. No, you're not going to leave your dad out here. There's a lesson in this for both of you. We were in that all day. And what I learned was this right here. Sometimes to get yourself unstuck, you're going to have to just sit there and get through it. God's not going to zap you out of that thing. He's going to let you go through that. You're going to go through it, and he's going to get you through it. At the end of that day, here's what I told Daddy. I said, Daddy, I'm the only girl you got that would sit here and poop with you for 8 hours, okay? And I said, now this has taught me something today. You and I, we're going to have to work together. Sometimes you get stuck in parts of your life, and When the Word of God says forget the former things, you got a problem with that because those former things cut you like a daggum knife. And they cut you deep to who you are, and you feel like, God, I'll never be the same because of that thing that happened. Well, here's your pastor, the first Sunday of 2022, and I'm telling you right here and right now, you're going to have to let it go. You're going to have to let that thing go. And if you've got to mull through poop, Lindsay, to get through that thing and to get on the other side of that thing, mull through the poop. If you got to sit there and get on your knees every day and pray to God to help you get up and be a different person, that's what you're going to have to do. It's not easy being a new creation because it's painful. It's not who you have always been, so yeah, it's a real stretch. A lot of times you feel like you're standing on your tippy toes trying to be somebody that you're not. That's called growth. And we did a lot of growing in 2021. Physically and metaphorically. No, that's not a fat joke. Pastor Jeremy got on the scale this morning and he started groaning. I thought, one of the things I'm leaving behind is the scale. Why are you tormenting yourself? Do we not have enough problems? Do you want to bring the scale into this new year, brother? Oh, don't do that to yourself. Let's go to Lamentations chapter 3. We're going to look at verse 21. Verse 21 says this, yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. And I want to tell you something about this year. There's some things that you're going to have to call back to your mind. I don't ever recommend that people look back at their life and want to get all up into that mess. The only time I recommend you looking back is when you're looking back and you're seeing just how faithful that God was to you. That's the only way that to me that looking back is really profitable. And it says, yet this I call to mind. And there's some things that some people in here, you need to call to your mind. You need to remember all the things that God did. You need to remember that every time those thoughts of fear want to come into your life, you should be thinking, man, didn't God come through when the worst thing happened to me? I'm y'all's pastor, and I can tell you, y'all been through some gut-wrenching things. Y'all been through things that I thought, God, only you can make this right for them. Call those things back to your mind and make you realize that whatever it is that you're in, whatever struggle, that thing, God's going to get you through it. Call that thing back to mind and make it line up with the Word. And it says here, and therefore I have hope. Do you have hope today? There's a lot of Christians, and they're walking around, and they don't have a bunch of hope. Do you have hope? Do you have hope? Awesome. This is Kurt, everybody, by the way. And this is Jenny. And they are two very, very sweet folks. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. And here's what I want to tell you. Whatever went on in 2021, the only reason why it didn't take you under was because God wouldn't let it. Why wouldn't he let it? Because of his great love and compassion for you. 2021, I fought with myself probably more than any other year I fought with myself. Anybody ever fight with themselves? I mean, it was like my wicked twin sister, and all we did was fight. And just back and forth, that inner thing in me. And I sat there on Christmas Day, and I just had to repent. Repent to God, repent to the better part of myself, and just say, God, whatever it is I've been feeling sorry for myself about, I need you to forgive me. Because however bad I thought I had it, God, I still have my family. I still have my mother, who the devil tried to kill with cancer, and then a fall. I still have my family. I still have my dad. This pastor ain't had to bury anybody up in this church. I've done more back porch redneck weddings than probably anybody else in Logan County. And I love marrying people. I got to marry these sweet folks. I've laughed with them. I've cried with them. I've done it all with them. We've all done that together. We didn't have to go through all this stuff that we've been through alone this year. Amen. And so it says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. So 2021 couldn't take you down because of God's great love for you. God has compassion for your current struggle. His mercy never fails. His mercy never fails. Verse 23, his mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. We get new mercy every morning because we need new mercy every morning. We can't live off of yesterday's mercy. Just like the Israelites couldn't live off of the prior day's manna. God gave them new manna every day. Why? Because he said he was going to do that. He stayed true to his word. He's going to stay true to his word for you. Everything that he's told you he's going to do, he's going to do it. It would be better for us to decide to accept something that was fresh. A while back, somebody called me and they said, well, we want to give you something similar to those Go Fresh boxes, but it's not the exact same. I said, okay. What I want you to do is over the phone, I want you to get your pocket knife like I know you have, and I want you to slit that box open. I want you to open that box, and I want you to tell me how that stuff is in there. Because what I'm not going to do is tarnish the reputation of this food ministry by giving people junk to put on their table. I said, well, Pastor Kelly, and they gave me every reason they didn't want to do that. And I thought, look here. My husband says I'm bougie. I probably am. Open the box. They open that box and they go, all this stuff looks terrible. Looks rotten. And it stinks. See, if the devil could get you to accept some more rotten things and some more stinky things and some more things that you don't even need, he'll do that. And he'll give you a box and it'll be sealed and you'll think it's something great. And it'll be the same old nasty junk you had last year. Start opening things up. Look at them. I don't want that junk. People open things up. They think they got to stick with them. Nope. You open something up that's rotten, you take that thing and you send that back. You tell the devil you ain't having another year like that. You're on to the fresh things. And that's all you have in this year, is the fresh start that God promised you that you could have. And so in verse 24, it says, I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. Everybody talks to themselves. That's what I've learned. Everybody has an inner two-year-old that comes out more oftentimes than not. And everyone talks to themselves. And the word here says, I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Not anybody else, not anything else, not nothing else. So when that trouble and that old way of thinking and those problems and those stresses and all those things want to come back up, you're going to have to say something to yourself. You're going to say something to yourself, and you best figure out what it is you're going to say to yourself. And it needs to be something like this right here. Irritation in Jesus' name. God is my portion for this right here. So, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over myself, and I tell that irritation to go right now in Jesus' name. Lord, whatever amount of that irritation that's wanting to well up in my soul, God, I know that you have the right portion of grace to pour over that. See, God is the portion of your life. God is the portion for every time in life that you felt slighted, that you felt abandoned, that you felt betrayed, that you felt left out, that you felt let down, that you felt like somebody did you wrong. All of these things, God is the portion for all those things. And only He knows exactly how much of that to pour out. I remember when I was a little girl, and I don't do this to my kids, and that's probably where I went wrong. But my mother thought it was important, Gary, to give us a vegetable at every meal. And most of the time, it was the mixed vegetables. So you got a little bit of what you wanted and a whole lot of what you hate. She had this specific spoon that she would use every time. And I would say, that's enough vegetables. And she would go, no, I'm going to give you the same amount as your sister. And I would go, that's not fair. She's 5 years older than me. That's the only time something ain't fair is blah, blah, blah. And I'd be sitting there scooping my Casey's plate the whole time. And she'd say, no, I know exactly how many of these beans you need. I know how much of this you need. And I was thinking, how do you know that? God knows exactly how much that you need. When He says, my grace and my mercy are they're new every morning, God knows how many times you're going to slip up in 24 hours. He's got it all accounted for. He's got a lot of grace, and He's got a lot of mercy, and He's just going to pour it out where it's needed. So, in His Word, He says, I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for Him. A part of 2022 is going to take some waiting. That four-letter word that we all hate, wait. I don't like waiting for anything. There's some things that are worth waiting for. God's timing. God's favor. He's always right on time. When you're telling God, I can't do this one more day, you may have 10 more days of that. But when He handles it, He'll handle it. Wait. Wait. If there's anything that I've learned in the past 3 years, it's just the ability to wait. And it sure is hard, but it sure is great when you did it. Waiting will cause every demon in hell that thinks they want to mess with you, they're going to get tired and they're going to want to take a little intermission. Wait. Wait. There's things that God has for y'all. It's going to require waiting. More than anything else, it's going to require waiting. It's worth the wait. It's worth the wait. There have been things that I've been waiting for. Somebody said, you're going to know in December. You'll know in January. You'll know then. I was telling God the other day, I'm sick of that. I'm sick of hearing it. It's January the 1st. I don't care if it's a holiday. I'm ready to know. But Kelly, just wait. Though it tarry, wait for it. Wait. You want to speed something up, you're going to mess something up. That's what I've noticed about life. Every time I've tried to speed something up, I've messed it up. And anytime something gets messed up, your heart's going to get tore up. That's what I've learned. And so it says, the Lord is good to those whose hope is in Him, to the one who seeks Him. I asked you a couple minutes ago when we started reading this, do you have hope today? And the reason I asked you that is this right here. Because when you look at the Word and you ask God to open up your understanding, what He's going to show you is He's going to pull promises out. And it says, the Lord is good to those whose hope is in Him. Number one, do you have hope? Number two, is your hope in him? Because if it is, the word says that God's good to the people that their hope is in him. A lot of people, they got hope in everybody but him. They got hope in the government. They got hope in their mama and their job. And they got hope in their this and their that. Your hope better be in God, because everything else at some point is going to fail you. I'm not up here being negative Nancy. I'm up here being real. Put your hope in God and leave it there. Leave it there. Because he's going to be good to you. It says, it is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Now, the key in waiting is to wait quietly, which is something that every kid that I've ever met has trouble with. And when I really get down to adults, they have problems with that too. And I'm the world's worst adult for that. I'm like, okay, I'm going to wait, but I'm going to complain about it every second of every day. I'm going to wait, but I'm going to moan and groan and whine about it. I'm going to wait, but I'm going to sit there and look at my clock 37 million times in a day, Lord, and see if you've done what you said you were going to do yet. Yeah, I'll wait. But I'm going to just check up on you a little bit, God, to see if you're still doing what you said. Wait quietly. Another word I hate is the word quiet, because I'm not real great at it. That's why I don't go around committing crimes. Because all they'd have to do is put me in a room, and I would talk to nobody, and I'd confess. Tell them at the jail all the time, look here, girls, if anybody needs to roll over on anybody, roll over. Tattle, whatever you got to do. Wait quietly. Quietly. Why? Because when you're blabbering, you ain't hearing. Many times in your waiting, God's wanting to talk to you. And he's wanting to drop something into your spirit that's going to change you. He's going to show you and he's going to tell you how you're going to get through what you're going through. He's going to show you and he's going to tell you how to get that breakthrough that you've been asking him for. And if you're whining and complaining and moaning and groaning, you're going to have a hard time hearing. God's wanting to talk to his kids. Wait and wait quietly. Because what comes next is the answer. And so it says here, it is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him and to the one who seeks him. A lot of people, they'll say, Pastor Kelly, I went off and I did this, this, and this. And I'll say, and then they'll act like they are so confused why something has gone terribly wrong with this, this, and this. And I'll say, well, did you ask God about that? Well, no, I mean, you know, this one over here was doing it, and that one over there was doing it, and I just thought I could do it. Well, I done been there and done that. That's how I bought that car that one time that blew up with me in it. Watched one too many Hyundai commercials late at night, and they had me talked into that by the time morning came. I said, I don't need to talk to anybody about that. I'm doing it. I did it. 60 days later, that thing was on the interstate with me in it, just in the middle of the road. I thought, God, if I don't die, I'm going to repent. Please help me to be able to repent. And I'm going to tell my husband that I'm sorry for making an impulse purchase. Last place for me here, Ezekiel chapter 36. We're going to look at verse 24. And I don't know about y'all, but I can say this right here. If there's anything that I want to let God do in 2022, I want to let him give me a new heart about some things. It says here, for I will take you out of the nations. I will gather you from all the countries and bring you back into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all of your impurities and all of your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Along with this new year, what I'm going to ask you to begin to do right now is to begin to think and to meditate. God, do I need to have a new heart about something? God, have I gotten hard-hearted? And, you know, many times what is standing in between you and your answer, your miracle, your healing, your breakthrough, many times what's standing in the middle of that is you and that stone-cold heart. God wants to give you a new heart. We've allowed a lot of hardships, hurts, and disappointments to harden our hearts, to make us hard-hearted. And when you're hard-hearted, you're never more unlike God than when you're hard-hearted. You're never more like God than when you got a heart where you can actually feel. How many of you in 2021, let's keep it real, you had a hard time feeling emotionally. You just struggled. You were numb. You were numbed over. You were glossed over. You realized that things went on and you should have been able to feel something, but many times you just couldn't feel nothing at all. I get it. I get it. We get like that. We say, nobody's ever going to hurt me in that way again, and we don't let them. Because we don't let anybody. Because we don't let anybody up in there. God's saying, I want to give you a new heart, one that you can actually feel with. One that when somebody's sitting by you and they're broken, you're broken too just because they're broken. God is continually working newness into our lives. Refuse to let last year's failures, disappointments, and hurts stand in the way of an amazing 2022. Today is the day for your fresh start. And what I want to ask you today is this right here. Probably my biggest hindrance in 2021 was just a hard heart. Because I think I took things too seriously one too many times, and then that was it. It's important that you get to go into 2022 with a soft heart, being able to feel. Because when you can feel God move on that heart and begin to change your life. Now, what I want to ask you today is this right here. Can you say, God, I'm going to ask you for a heart change. God, I want a new heart to where I can feel again, where I can feel emotion again, where I don't feel numbed over. If that's you in here, it may not be. But if it is you, I'm going to ask you to stand, because that's something that you can't go another moment being like that. God doesn't want you to. It's important that you go into this year and you can feel the Holy Spirit come up over you and minister to that heart. Lord, in Jesus' name, God, you see every person, Lord, that's standing. God, I ask you right now to give everyone a new heart. God, a heart where we can feel. God, we can feel the Holy Spirit when He comes to us. Lord, we can feel compassion and grace and mercy for people. Lord, we can feel and hear when you're telling us to do something. God, and I thank you right now for this coming year. Lord, I call it blessed in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you for all that you're doing. God, we know it's all good. In Jesus' name, amen.